Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Attorney General Merrick Garland is appointing a special counsel to oversee the investigation into classified material found in former President Donald Trump's Florida estate. NPR's Kerry Johnson reports the assignment also includes key aspects of the probe into the January 6 riot at the U.S. Capitol last year.
Veteran Prosecutor Jack Smith will start work immediately, and the Justice Department will ensure he has enough resources. Smith once led the Public Integrity Unit at DOJ, and he's since served as a war crimes prosecutor in The Hague. Attorney General Merrick Garland says there are extraordinary circumstances that demand the appointment of a special counsel, including former President Donald Trump's decision to run again, and President Biden's own likely 2024 bid. Garland says he's confident the special counsel's probe will not lead to delay. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
With House Speaker Nancy Pelosi stepping down from the Democratic leadership position she's held for 20 years, a new class of hopefuls is entering the race to take over. NPR's Lexi Schapitl has more.
New York Congressman Hakeem Jeffries has announced he's running for Democratic leader. He's favored to win the top job, and if he's elected, he would become the first black congressman to serve as party leader. Catherine Clark of Massachusetts is seeking the Democratic whip position, while Pete Aguilar of California is running for Democratic caucus chair. The three would represent a younger and more diverse slate of leaders for a party whose base is increasingly made up of younger voters and people of color. Pelosi has released a statement expressing confidence in their ability to lead the caucus. Lexi Schapitl, NPR News, Washington.
The State Department is defending its decision to tell a U.S. court that Saudi Arabia's crown prince should be immune from lawsuits. That's despite the Biden administration's pledges to hold him to account for the murder of a U.S.-based journalist. NPR's Michelle Kelman has more.
Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman was just recently named prime minister. State Department spokesperson Vedant Patel says there's a long-standing practice of offering immunity to heads of state.
Prime Minister bin Salman is immune from suit in U.S. courts while he holds the office of prime minister. It has nothing to do with the merits of this case.
Human rights activists and the woman who was engaged to Jamal Khashoggi before he was killed by Saudi agents are suing Mohammed bin Salman and other Saudi officials. They say the Biden administration is sending the wrong signal by recommending immunity for the crown prince. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
The turmoil in the Twitterverse is showing no signs of abating. In fact, published reports today are saying billionaire entrepreneur Elon Musk's ultimatum to employees to be extremely hardcore or leave the company appears to have resulted in plenty of departures. Hundreds of Twitter workers are taking Musk up on his offer, resulting in a situation some of those who have left the company say could cause the platform to potentially crash. Stocks closed higher today. The Dow was up 199 points. You're listening to NPR. President Biden says he is coming in for, help is coming for inflation-battered consumers. However, in his first public event since returning from a trip to Egypt and Asia, Biden noted it will take time for price increases to recede. Inflation has been running at its highest pace in decades, causing a string of Federal Reserve interest rate hikes that have boosted borrowing costs. Biden did say he was emboldened by Democrats' stronger-than-expected performance in the midterm elections. The 23rd annual Latin Grammys were awarded in Las Vegas last night. NPR's Felix Contreras was there for a night that included some pretty big surprises.
Latin music's biggest names, Bad Bunny and Rosalia, collected a total of 9 awards, including Album of the Year for Rosalia's genre-defying album, Motomami. But the evening's biggest surprise was a tie in the Best New Artist category, splitting it between 25-year-old Mexican vocalist Silvana Estrada and 95-year-old Cuban-American singer Ángela Álvarez.
Con la esperanza de un nuevo día, las horas van pasando.
Latin music sales are projected to exceed $1 billion by the end of the year. Felix Contreras, NPR News, Las Vegas.
Russia's war against Ukraine has helped drive up energy prices, including natural gas prices, and as a result, it appears coal may be making something of a comeback. In the Czech Republic, for example, production of brown coal is up more than 20% for the first 9 months of this year. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.